Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you guys? How is it? How's your weekend been? How was your Monday? Oh, my God. Guys. Fuck. Guys, I'm so late to the trend, to the hype, whatever it is, right? I spoke previously in the previous episode about a book series or just book that I want to get into. I said what I'm interested in reading, the things that really grip me. You know, I said I love that bad boy giving Wattpad sort of book. Okay. You fucking legends have pulled it out of the bag. I'm so late on this hype, but I am reading the After series by Anna Todd, right? There are now movies of these books, which I have not seen, thank God, because oh my God, guys, I'm halfway through the book. I started it 2 days ago, I'm halfway. I want so desperately to just talk about it and talk about it, but if you haven't read them, I don't want to ruin it, and I want you to read them. I really want you to go and read them. Let me try and sum it up and sell it to you. It's giving sex, it's giving drama, it's giving teen movie, right? So like, what's a good example? Kind of like Twilight, but not science fiction. And kind of Riverdale, but not, again, science fiction or thriller. But fuck, it is so... I have cried tears. I cried real tears. I've never cried real tears at a book before. And I'm going... when I'm reading, I'm... oh my God. And Jamie's going, what? And now I'm like telling him what's going on in this book. I'm like, right, so basically, you know, last time I told you about Hardin and how he's done this to blah, blah, blah. And then Noah, blah, blah. And then he's like, no, don't tell me this happened. And I'll go, worse. And he's like, oh my God, stop, tell me. And now I'm telling him everything, right? And now when I'm laying in bed next to him reading, and I'll go, he goes, what? Or are we laying next to him? And I'll go, he's like, what? So honestly, it's so good. Honestly, thank you to all of you. Because I read a message from one of you saying you need to try this book series. It sounds like a proper bit of you. Like, it was originally a Harry Styles fanfic. And I was like, sold. Sold. Fanfic? I'm sold. I know these kind of fanfics. I know they're filthy and they're silly and they're crazy and they're just really unrealistic. And I just fucking love them. And I'm here for it. I'm sold, right? So I literally went straight on Amazon and I saw that it was like 60-something% off for all 5 books. So I just thought, fuck it, I'm going to order them. And then I posted it on my story saying, by the way, guys, like, this is the ones that I've gone for, literally first DM that I read about any book recommendations. I just thought, fuck it, I'll go for it. I cannot tell you. I was inundated with messages from people saying, Leah, you are going to fucking love these books. And they are so guys, I know I'm really annoying right now. I just can't explain to you how life-changing it is when you are this gripped. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. I already miss these characters when the book ends. Although, I'm so excited. Tell me if, to everyone that's read the books and seen the films, tell me if I'm safe to do this. I'm thinking, I'm going to read book one, watch movie one. Read book two, watch movie two. You know? Tell me if that's okay. I don't want, is the movie going to ruin anything about the second book? You know, how should I do it? Should I read all the books and watch all the films? I don't know if I can wait. I need a face to these characters. I have actually Googled who plays the certain characters. I'm like, Noah in the movies. I like, I want to see this Noah. Like, he sounds like a little dweeb. Like, I want to see. And like, even the main character, I'm like, I can't picture this main character. Like, I really need to see her. And I was so curious who's playing, who was originally Harry Styles. I'm like, who's playing Harry? Harden, shall I say? Also, I like how it's Harden Scott. Obviously, Harry Styles. Smart. I like it. But yeah, honestly, I highly recommend, if you are into a book like I described and you haven't already read it. By the way, I feel like I probably have lived under a rock to have not read it. After I literally, the years that these books came out, I was definitely probably too young. Actually, no. 2013, 2014. When did they actually come out? I'm not sure. Either way, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much. But when I was at uni, these are exactly the books I was reading. I was obsessed. I was obsessed with this one. I wish I could remember the name so I could recommend it. I could probably Google the story and find it. But it's like this guy and he rode a motorbike and he was a bit of a dick. But oh, it's just so good. But this one, there's a lot of sex in this one. I'm halfway through. And, whoa, girl. But yes, yeah, it's good. The sex parts aren't like too filth. Like, it's not 50 Shades. Like, it's not like chapters and chapters of sex. Like, it's only like a page. But it's honestly brilliant. I love the characters. The writer is just, she just does it right. I'm hooked. I love her. So yeah, if you do want to read them, honestly, recommend Let's Start a Lear on the Line book club. Although I will not wait for you to catch up because I'm probably going to finish this book in the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm not going to lie. And then I will absolutely be putting the first movie on. I can't wait to watch the fucking film. I can't wait to watch the film. Okay. But anyway, apart from my new book obsession, what is going on in all of your lives? Do I have much else to update you on? I hung out with my sister today. I've got a meeting with my management this week to discuss like plans for 2024. Oh, I've got my first talking therapies on the 11th. So that is on Thursday. But that's only like a really quick thing just to sort of determine my priority on the list, on the waiting list, which obviously I'm not high on the priority in terms of risk. So it may be a while, but either way, I'm happy to wait. Obviously, whoever is up on that list of priority, they deserve to be seen much, much sooner than me. So yeah, I'm happy to slip at the bottom of that list and just patiently wait because I'm just happy to be on the list at all, to be honest. So yeah, anything else to update you on? Not really. How am I feeling, to be honest? I am feeling really good this year. Don't hold me to it. But the first 9 days, well, 8 days technically, of the new year, I can actually confirm, right, that I don't think I felt anxious for a second. And I do wonder if it's from, like, stopping vaping. Because obviously nicotine, like, it does induce anxiety. So I've just noticed that I feel relaxed. I feel a lot more like myself. I don't know. But yeah, either way, whatever it is. Sorry, I covered my mouth because I'm scratching it. Does that sound weird? Sounds weird in my headphones. Anyway, yeah, either way, whatever the reason is, I feel really good. Maybe it's the reading. Maybe it's the painting. I will get painting soon as well. I'm going to be doing a bit of painting and a bit of reading tonight. Who is she? I'm sorry, who is she? She's 90 years old. Who is she? I love her though. Honestly, I'm happy to be here. So yeah, that's all I really have to update you guys on. But I hope all of you are feeling really good. If you haven't had the best start to the new year, do not worry. At the end of the day, it's just another week. another week, just like last week was another week and the week before that. So don't worry, I love you, I'm here for you. And yeah, while we're here, actually, pop me a dilemma. If you need any advice or just want to get anything off your chest, send me a confession. If you got anything to confess, we can do a confession diaries episode if you guys want to. Any updates to any dilemmas, send them in. Any weekly debate ideas, send them in. And remember to follow Leah on the Line on socials just to get involved with the weekly debates. This is all about to be repeated in the episode intro, so I can only apologize for that. You guys are all about to get deja vu. All right, let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Sorry, guys. Sorry about the deja vu. Okay. So everybody, the weekly debate. I popped up an Instagram story asking you guys to send in any weekly debate suggestions that you had. One of you came up with this, which I feel like is a really good one because we haven't really discussed it before to this specification. So it says, how do you feel about your partner still following ex-flings, situationships, or people from dating apps? So we've obviously discussed being in touch with exes or being friends with exes or still following their exes, but we haven't discussed like just people they followed from Hinge or Tinder, or I don't know, they met them on a night out and might have just had a little snog and followed each other. How do we feel about these people? It could even be an ex person that they were just fucking, or they could have actually been genuinely seeing each other. How do we feel about this? Okay, so let's have a little look. Depends on how it ended with said person, but mostly absolutely not happy. No, just straight up no. No, no, no. I don't mind. I used to follow my ex, but I don't now. I still follow people that I went on dates with, though. Hate it, get rid of them. I feel meh about him following exes, but I also keep semi in touch with some of mine. So I'm such a hypocrite, but I do not view my exes in that way whatsoever anymore. Honestly, I'd be more worried about the ones he doesn't follow or you don't know about. Facts. To be fair, that is a fact. Okay, starting with the first one, the ones that he doesn't follow. Yeah. I can feel that, because it's like you'd want to secretly be able to spy. If I follow you, you're going to see that and you're going to tell me, well, I'm still following them and I'm going to have to do something about it. If I'm not following them, I can just pray and have a little look at what's going on. Or the ones that you don't know about. So there could be a girl that is in his following or a guy that's in your following. Or a girl, whatever. And they have no idea that you used to fuck. But you still follow each other. And it's very low key because no one actually knows what was going on between either of you. It's facts, to be fair. Okay. It's a no from me. Still want them in your life. I'm out of here, hun. Yeah, fairs. If they slept together or if it was more serious, then no. If it was literally nothing, then I don't care. It's okay unless he starts liking their selfies or their stories, then it becomes a bit dodge. Yeah, I agree. Breaking up, someone says. Oof, okay, fair enough. Setting your boundaries firmly in place, as you should. No thanks, there's literally no need in my eyes. If it's because they want to, then no. But if it's because they don't care enough to unfollow, then sure. That's fair enough. It depends how serious it was and how in touch they are. If it's just a follow, I think it's okay. Yeah, like if it's just like, well, we followed each other because we like used to, I don't know, have sex like 6-7 years ago, and I'm not just going to unfollow them randomly now, am I? Then fair, to be honest. Me personally, I still follow people that I've, you know, had experiences with, because it is nothing. It could have been years ago, or it could have, well, they are all years ago, to be honest. I've been in relationships for a long time. I don't follow ex-boyfriends. That for me is unnecessary. But there are people that I follow that I might have slept with once, or we might have had a fling for a while, or we only know each other through a dating app, you know, like, but it was so long ago that you are just someone that I know. Do you know what I mean? I don't see you as like, oh fuck, like there's him like popping up on my feed. Like you're just someone that I know and feel like have known for years. So to be honest, I feel like it's really not that deep. However, there are certain people that I don't follow because it would be deep if I did. Does that make sense? The only people I still follow are the ones where it just ain't that deep. And you kind of just have to trust me there, you know, which I understand from what you guys are saying. It's not that easy for everyone to just believe you when you say there's nothing there. Like it's fucking years ago. We barely remember that it ever happened, you know. But it is a difficult one, to be honest. As long as you're not like proper in touch or being sly about it, because listen, I have an experience where somebody I was with followed somebody randomly and they didn't have like a ton of followers. They was private, and the fact they were private was a red flag, because I was like, you know them, you know, like it's not like it's a friend of a friend that, you know, you've bumped into, because we had no mutual followers and they are private. So you know them. They only had like a couple of hundred followers. They're a very private account. So clearly they're only accepting people that they know and vice versa. So I confronted the person and I said, like, just out of curiosity, like, who is that? And they're like, oh, it's just a mate from school. And I said, how come you've just followed them today? Like, what made you follow them randomly today? And they were like, I don't know, I just did. And I was like, okay. And something in my gut was like, nah, babe, my gut. Anyway, I did something that I have only done probably twice, maybe three times in my life, right? And I went, actually, this person had an old phone. I think they just got a new phone and their old phone was under their bed, right? And it was vibrating where it's still connected to their Apple ID. So I hear this phone under the bed and I'm like, fuck, I could just quickly have a little look. So I pull the phone out and I went on iMessage and, well, sorry, just Messages, whatever the app's called, Messages. And at the top where it says search, I just searched this person's name because I thought, just out of curiosity, like, when was the last time you were in contact with this person? Or have you spoken about this person to someone recently? What encouraged the follow, right? I find years old messages, like there was no cheating from these messages, but they're years old, but it confirmed to me they used to fuck. And I was like, oh, you fucking little liar. You dirty little liar. And confronted them. I said, look, I'm ashamed that I've done this, but I have just seen that you used to sleep with this girl who you've just told me is a friend from school and you've just followed them today. Like, what is the reason? You know, what is the reason? And I got the, you know, I got the classic of like, don't go for my fucking phone. You're a fucking psycho. I was like, woo, I love it here. I love it here. Anyway, so I'll never know what was really going on there. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, considering the weekly debate, it is sometimes the ones that we don't know about. Because if that phone wasn't buzzing away under the bed, I would never know who that person was. And I would just go, okay, random. You just followed a friend from school, but okay, random. Do you know what I mean? I thought that was quite interesting. So yeah, how do I feel about it? To be honest, luckily, Jamie doesn't actually follow any girls on social media, really, apart from people that he just knows. But if it was... Because I'm sure, like, my exes have still followed people that they fucked and stuff. I don't want to know if, you know, I don't want to go through your following and ask you, have you set her? Have you set her? Have you set her? Kissed her? Fingered her? Has she sucked you off? Yeah. No, I don't want to know. So ignorance is bliss unless something comes to my attention like this, where I've just said, you know, I was like, something about this feels strange. I don't care unless something feels strange, you know. So yeah, that's how I feel about it. But Love you guys. Thank you so much for sending your responses. Oh, God, why do I feel so out of breath today? I'm like not breathing between each sentence. But I love you guys. Thank you. Let's get into some dilemmas. Guys, where did all this snow come from? Like, it's really heavily snowing where I'm from right now. Was this even forecast? I'm not too sure. But either way, it's a little bit late, hun. Christmas has been and gone, you know? Now, if it snows past Christmas, it's just annoying. Like, it's just a nuisance. But, oh God, I sound like such a Scrooge. I mean, it's Christmas is over. This isn't Christmas snow, it's just snow. My phone's very loud. Oh, who's this sending me a message that's very scary? Leah, hi, the message says. Okay, I'm back. I was just chatting to one of you guys in DM. We're just voice noting each other because you sent me a scary message saying, Leah, hi. I was like, what, what? But then she followed up with like, hey, just wanted to chat with you. I was like, oh, thank God for that. Okay, dilemmas time, everybody. Are you ready to get into some? I'm going to kick off with this one. Hey, babe, love the pod. Keep being you. Thank you. I love you. Just for context, I'm 28, he's 33. Okay. Long story short, me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 years. He proposed last year and everything was great. But whenever I bring up planning a wedding, he says I'm cornering him and pressuring him. What? You're joking. You put this ring on my finger, babe, not me. Like, He said I'm not allowed to mention the wedding for a year. What? Sorry, quick question. What did you mean when you said, will you marry me? Roughly sum it up what you sort of imagined that might mean? Did you imagine maybe like getting married, like a wedding? Maybe? When you said, will you marry me? The fuck? Okay. He also said, I'm obsessed with it. Okay, first of all, this wedding's not going to plan itself. It was just the fact that you put a ring on my finger and asked me to marry you. I was under the impression that you wanted a wedding, right? And this wedding isn't going to plan itself. So there are questions and things we need to discuss. Even if I was obsessed, as I should be, we should both be obsessed and excited about getting married, you little freak, right? He's been unbelievably snappy lately, and he makes me feel so rubbish about myself at the moment. He criticizes everything I say and do, and he also makes weird comments about my friends. Like, he said my bestie was a baddie, and that she had the best ass he'd ever seen. I'm so sorry. Are you actually okay? You're 33 years old. And you're telling me you don't know better. My confidence is low at the moment. And I feel like it's getting to the point where I think I should think about ending it. Sorry. I knew that hiccup was coming. I'm not tired or bored. I just really needed oxygen then. Sorry, guys. Okay. I'm so scared, though, of starting again without him. And I'm so in love with him. The thought of not having him is unbearable. Okay, quickly, we need to ask, what about him are we in love with? Because he doesn't actually sound too great. Obviously, this seems to be a new side to him. Or at least that he's changed. But either way, are you in love with him or the fake version of him? How long were you together? 3 years, it says. You know, you'd like to think that you know someone after 3 years. How can you just switch up on me so quick? Okay, the thought of not having him is unbearable. Sometimes I think I'm being oversensitive and overreacting, and I just feel like I can't win with him at the moment. I'm telling you now, if Jamie ever said to me, Jess is a baddie and she has the best batty I have ever seen, I'm telling you now. He is single. Beyond single. Right? Okay? I'm sorry. Have a bit of respect. Right? Okay. He also made a comment that he doesn't know why I act like the best thing to ever happen to him. Because I am the best thing. And you should agree with that. Imagine your boyfriend saying that to you. Don't know why you act like you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Sorry. I am the best thing that's ever happened to you, sweetheart. Okay, sweet? Do you know what I mean? Not sure where this came from, because I really don't. I just pulled him up on his attitude. He says that I should let him have an attitude if I know it's not about me personally. Okay. But it still affects me because he talks to me so rudely. Yeah, just because it's not about me doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect on me. Doesn't mean it's nice to be around. I feel so insecure, and it's also made my relationship with my bestie a bit strange because I have this horrible jealousy knowing how he looks at her. Yeah, I get it. I'm getting fed up feeling like I'm not good enough for him, and I just don't know what to do anymore. I don't know why he proposed just to then tell me I can't start planning or even talking about a wedding. He also has been asking for a threesome with another girl, and it just makes me feel so worthless. Please let me know your thoughts. I might overreact and be insensitive. I feel like I don't trust my own judgment lately. Love you so much, Angel. P.S. You are so beautiful. Oh, I love you so, so much. Okay, immediately, take that fucking ring off your finger. I'm sorry. You deserve so... a million times more. A million times better than this guy. Okay, like... Listen to me, babe. This guy is crap. Like, there are billions of people on the planet. Ideally, doesn't always happen. You ideally want to marry just one, yeah? Please do me a favor, don't make him that guy. Please, just for me, please. This guy... he's moody, he's rude, he makes you feel insecure, he's banned you from planning a wedding that was his idea, and he's talking about your friend like that, and he wants a threesome. Like, I'm sorry. No, babe, I love you so much. You need to realise. And it's one of them things where you will look back eventually and realise what a piece of crap that was. But honestly, take my advice and just take that ring off your finger.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You will look back and be like, I'm so glad I did that with so much strength, because I'm sorry, the way that he's treating you and speaking to you and just fucking violating you and your relationship is only telling him that you don't have self-respect, and his love means more to you than anything else. And what you need to show him is you don't need him. I don't need you. I don't need you who fucking fancies my best friend and wants a threesome and makes me feel like I'm not good enough and bans me from talking about a wedding that was your fucking idea in the first place. I don't need you. I don't need that. I don't want that. Let alone need it. I don't want it. So yeah, that's what I think. Obviously, look, you're going to do what you want to do. Let's try and be a bit more positive, just to give another perspective. He could be going through something right now that we really don't know what it is. Either way, I don't think what he's saying to you is excusable. I understand that maybe he is going through something, and maybe talking about a wedding right now is too much, and he doesn't have it in him to communicate that. He doesn't know how to say to you, babe, I love you. I really do want to marry you. And I'm so excited. But right now, can we just put it on hold for a year? Because I'm really going through this right now. I would get it, but he's not communicating. But that's, you know, some people just can't communicate, and that's okay. Well, it's not okay, but I'm saying, like, sometimes it's not their fault. I understand that sometimes our mental health really slips and we are just snappy and not nice to be around because maybe he's depressed for whatever reason. But in my opinion, I can excuse them things, but I can't excuse him, the things he has said to you, the way he's talking to you about you, saying, sorry, why are you going around acting like you're the best thing that's ever happened to me? There is no need for that. There is no need for you to say my bestie's a baddie and got a fucking banging ass. Like, there's no need for that. So that's what I feel. And I love you, and I think you deserve so much better. Okay. Keep us updated with that one, please. Next dilemma. Work friendships related dilemma. Hey, Leah, love you and the pod so much, and this gorgeous Leah on the Line community we've got going. I look forward to hearing your voice every week. Oh, I love you so much. That's so sweet. What a beautiful community we have. As soon as this happened to me last week, I thought I know exactly who I need to ask. That makes me feel so special. Sorry it's a little long, but I know you love the long ones, and I'm a context girly. Feel free to cut bits out. No, we're keeping her all in. Let's go. Love you. Okay. Basically, I've been working at my company for 3.5 years now, and I absolutely love my job. It's a small company, so for the first while I worked alone, and then they hired another girl to work alongside me. We worked together for 1.5 years until she went off on maternity leave in April of this year. In my eyes, we were great friends, and we would talk all about our personal lives in great detail, go for lunch together, but never really hung out outside of work. Okay, so we're very close when it comes to the workplace. Okay. And then, just before she went off on maternity, we hired 2 new members of staff, and she left quite quickly due to pregnancy complications. Okay. We threw her a baby shower in the office, for which I organised most of. Oh, lovely. I bought her gifts and wrote a gorgeous message in her card. We knew secrets about each other, and she even asked me to hide it from our boss when she shagged his brother, which I did. Fucking hell. Okay, love you. Loyal, we love it. I checked up on her a few times once she had left, telling her how much I missed her, and she replied saying, I miss you so much, please promise me you'll still be my bestie outside of work, and let's meet up for lunch dates with my baby, until one day I messaged and she never replied. I presumed it was just as she was busy with mum life. Yeah. Fast forward a couple of months, and I'm having a slightly difficult conversation with my boss about my pay. My boss says, oh yes, fake name, Ellie, mentioned that you weren't very happy about your wage and you'd been shouting and swearing, discussing it in front of the new staff, which was completely untrue. Ellie's a lying little bitch is what she is. Sorry. What? What's the need? Okay. I was so confused. I had one in confidence conversation with her alone. This of course made me hesitate to reach out to her as I felt a little betrayed that she would fabricate a lie about something like that. Yeah. So you've gone to her and just had one conversation in private saying like, yeah, you know, I do feel like we're a bit underpaid. That's it. And she's gone, oh, you should have heard her effing and blinding in front of the whole fucking team saying my boss is a prick. Jesus, Ellie. Okay. So fast forward to now. We haven't spoken for a few months, but I've still liked her pictures and socials, etc. And my boss meets up with her to discuss her return to work in March. She proceeds to tell my boss that she is hesitant to come back because apparently I am a bully and I make her feel uncomfortable and she would struggle to be around me. Wow. No confidentiality with your boss, hey? Good job you're not a fucking bully, really, because otherwise your boss is fucked, like, for telling you. Okay, my boss told me this. She wants to have a meeting about it before/if she returns. Anyone who knows me knows this is not my nature at all. I don't think I've ever not gotten along with anyone before or had anyone tell me I make them uncomfortable. I'm too much of a people pleaser. Okay, so Ellie is just telling pure lies. Luckily, my boss is just as confused as I am, and I have all the messages for evidence that she was texting me to say she missed me and loved me and wanted to meet me just after she left. Yeah. My question to you is, how do I now approach this with her? Do I say nothing? Do I say something? I'm so stuck and just genuinely shocked and so upset that she has said this stuff. The thought of me making anyone feel uncomfortable or anything of the sort really hurts me. I truly thought we were friends. Sorry for the long dilemma and thank you in advance for your help. Love you. Bye. Love you, babe. Okay. That is hell and horror. Like, that's crazy. Ellie is just telling pure lies about you. She's a bully. She said you're a bully. Whoa, you literally said you miss me. You please be bestie. Please stay my bestie while I'm off work. Yeah, I wasn't so much concerned about that. You clearly haven't stayed my bestie. What do you do? What do you do? That is difficult. If I'm in your position, I'm confronting it 100%. Not even because I think it's best for the outcome, but because I'm pissed off. You could have literally lost your job. Realistically, if your boss didn't have a good relationship with you where she trusted you and thought, that doesn't sound like you, you could have just been sacked there and then, and that would have been Ellie's fault. And by the sounds of it, it's kind of what she wants. So to be honest, I'd probably try and meet up with her and talk in person because I'd want to see the bullshit in her eyes. Do you know what I mean? I don't want you to have a second to come up with an excuse why you've done that. Like, you clearly didn't think it was going to get back to me. And for that reason, I want to know why, you know, like, if I've done something to you, I want to know. I'm sorry if I have, but I didn't swear my fucking head off in the middle of everyone in the office saying I'm underpaid. Fuck my boss and all that bollocks that you come out with. I didn't do that. And I'd like to see you sit there and say that I did to me. And I want to understand why. You know what? It could be a big misunderstanding. Maybe your boss is the liar. Maybe your boss is the lying little rat. No, that's realistically just not it, is it? Like, why would she lie? She literally has no reason to lie. What are we going to do here? What are we going to do? Okay. Well, yeah, I would confront it. I feel like the right thing to do is probably just let your boss handle it. And, you know, just, what's the word? Diffuse this in a professional Oh, yeah. Professional environment. I was trying to add an extra syllable. In a professional environment where your boss can be the mediator and sort of say, you know, Ellie, you did come to me and say that we don't have a name for you. Let's call you Lily. Ellie, you did come to me and say that Lily was, you know, swearing around the office about being underpaid. And, you know, Lily has said that that didn't happen. And then you can both be in the room. Ellie, line little bitch, will go, yeah, it did, actually. Yeah, it did. And Lily, you can go, please, please get my other colleagues in here now. Get my fucking colleagues in here. I wasn't fucking swearing in the fucking office for fucks in the chicken. That will not help your case. No, but you should definitely say, please ask my other colleagues. This did not happen. And then you can say, Lily, in front of your boss, Lily, why are you saying this happened? We can ask everybody else and they will back me up when they say that didn't happen, right? And then we can move on to, okay, the boss again. Okay, Ellie, you also said that, you know, I hope you don't mind me saying this in front of Lily, but hope, you know, I think it's important that we do get things out so we can get to the bottom of this and come to a resolution here. You did say that you felt a little bit bullied. Is that the words you use? And Lily can say, yeah, yeah, that's the words I use. Or, I mean, Ellie will say, yeah, yeah, the words I use. Although she's a liar, so she'll probably go, no, I never. No, I never said that. No, I'm sure she'll stick it out because she's got a plan. She definitely has intentions here. So then that's where you can sit there and say, okay, look, I'm so sorry if I've ever said anything to you that's made you feel like that. It's never been my intentions. I genuinely saw you as a friend. I thought we were friends. I love working with you. You know secrets about me. I know secrets about you that no one knows. And to be honest, I would like to know where in all of this, you know, you might have felt bullied by me. And if that's the case, pulls up the messages of I love you so much, like can't wait to be besties for life, shows messages, explain this, exhibit A. Do you know what I mean? It could be resolved in a professional environment, but at the same time, it's almost like, does your boss have time for this? Maybe you should just do it in private, you know? But it's up to you. Let me know which option you go with. But I definitely want answers at this point. Like, making up one little lie was not even a little lie. It's a big lie that I was effing and blinding around the office about not being paid enough. And then saying, like, I bully you is a big statement. Like, this could go to HR. I could lose my job, Ellie, you know? So, yeah, that's my opinion. I want to know. So, yeah, love you, babes. Good luck. Keep us updated. Please, I definitely want to know what she has to say for herself. So, please don't leave me hanging on that one. Okay, good luck, babe. Next dilemma. Hey, Leah, I've been binging your podcast for the last few weeks whilst at work. And let me tell you, my darling, it has got me through this accounting life. Oh, that's fantastic news. The way you speak, you already sound like a bit of me. I love it. I just wanted to get your opinion on something that's been spinning my head. I've recently got into a new relationship. We're nearly 5 months in since the first date, and I genuinely cannot fault the boy. We moved kind of fast. He was previously in a long-term relationship whereby his ex cheated, hence it ending, but he had been single for almost 2.5 years by the time we met. He has his own place, so it's made seeing each other really easy. We've been on proper dates and nights away, so it's not all taking place at his house. He's done the absolute most for me since the beginning. Been so kind to me, supported me when I've been in my down moods, accepted my past. He's cooked for me every single night that I've stayed at his house, even cleared a wardrobe for my clothes, has bought furniture for me, bought an entire shower basket of things for me to use when I'm there, and effectively just been an absolute angel. That is so cute. My friends and family love him and just think he's the most amazing person I could have met, considering I've dated some absolute assholes in the last 3 years and I've been single. So it was about time that I found someone nice. He's someone that came along when I was least expecting it to. My problem is He just isn't the kind of guy, looks-wise, that I would have typically gone for. I do find him attractive, but I'm not in the mindset of, I want to rip your clothes off and be all over you 24/7. Do you think this is a massive issue? He makes me so happy and he does everything that any girl could want in a guy, but do you think the physical attraction has to be at an all-time high for the relationship to work? Or do you think it's something that can be worked on in my own head? Of course, I don't want to lose him, but I'm also just thinking, is this right in the long run if the attraction isn't at an all-time high? You could say I fell for his personality, which in reality is what stays in the end, as looks will always fade. It's given Love is Blind on Netflix, if you know, you know. Yeah. Please share your opinion and maybe even include this in a weekly debate to say, do looks really matter? Because I'd love to hear what other people think. So we have done this, and I'm sure it was in a title. So you should maybe hopefully be able to find that one. Bloody love you and the pod so much. You really help lift my spirits on the daily. Oh, I love you so much. That is so nice. Love you so much, gorgeous girl. You're the nicest person ever. I love you. Oh my God. Okay. So, listen. I'm not going to lie. I do get it. Sometimes you can meet the most perfect human being, if it isn't there, there can be some sort of mental block. And when we discussed it in a weekly debate last time, saying, you know, like, I think my question was, you meet someone, you're not initially attracted to them, can this develop over time? And everybody else, basically everybody in the responses said, yeah, looks, like you said, looks fade, personality is what sticks, personality is what matters, it's not their appearance that can make you happy and stuff like that. Almost all of you were on team personality all the way, and I'm with you in, doesn't matter how fucking good looking you are, if you don't make me happy, I don't want to be with you, right? And this guy is ticking every fucking box personality wise like, what a lovely sweet guy. He's buying furniture, a little bedside table for you, a little chest of drawers for you. Like, he's a sweet, adorable boy, man. And it sounds perfect. But sometimes the attraction just isn't there. How long have you been seeing each other? You're 5 months in. Okay. It's a tough one because I'll be honest, I do agree that looks, someone gets more attractive the more you get to know them. But what I want to say is, if you don't physically fancy them, sometimes that's when you get the ick. And these little sweet gestures become icky rather than sweet. Sometimes, not all the time. I would just say, maybe because you said you've gone quite quick. You said we moved kind of fast, right? You're spending, he has his own place. Lovely. So it makes seeing each other really easy. You know, you've been on nights away. It's not all been at his house. He cooks for you all the time. Like, I would just say maybe it's hard to pull back though. This is the thing. When you start at a certain pace, pulling back and slowing down is never a good sign. It always fills the other person with anxiety and you feel rejected. So it's difficult. What do I think? I do feel like you just have to see it through and hopefully you just fall in love and you just fall in love with each other, because he sounds like he would be just great for you. So I feel like maybe just keep it going. You don't have to pull back, but I'd say don't rush any further ahead than you are. You know, maybe try and keep it where you are. You don't have to necessarily pull back to each other any less, because like I said, that's when people feel rejected. I feel like stay where you are, you know, let's keep seeing each other the amount we're seeing each other. And talking to each other the way we're talking to each other, we'll keep it at the same level rather than developing it any more than where we are now too quickly. Let's try and keep this pace. You know, we don't need to slow down, but let's keep this pace, right? In this position, and just see where it goes. And just don't worry. Don't stress and just enjoy it. Enjoy his company. He's a lovely person. Hopefully you just fall in love with him, you know. And I'm sure you fancy him a little bit because, you know, it's hard to have sex with someone if you don't fancy him a little bit. And it's okay if you don't feel, I want to rip your fucking clothes off. Because to be honest, years down the line in a relationship, like you said, looks fade anyway. You know, even if you did feel, I want to rip his fucking clothes off now, you probably won't in 3 years because he does your fucking head in. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I would just stick it out and just don't stress and enjoy it because he sounds lovely. He sounds like a lovely, lovely guy. I love you, babe. I'm so happy that you've met somebody so nice, though. You deserve that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sending in your dilemmas. Little reminder, if you want to, if you have anything you need to talk to me about, send one in right now, leahontheline.com. And let's wrap up the episode. Guys, honestly, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm going to quickly edit this episode, upload it. I feel so good when I get an episode out. I really enjoyed this episode. I actually had such a good time talking about these dilemmas today. I feel like they was a little bit different. Like that workplace dilemma was a little bit different. We've never had somebody get proposed to and then banned from planning a wedding before. I absolutely loved this episode. There was something about it. It feels really good. But anyway, so I'm feeling so good because I've had such a good episode. And I get to go and get back into my book in a minute. I can't wait. I can. Imagine I had a proper Bristolian accent. I can't wait. Honestly, I can't. Seriously, I'm going to upload this. I'm going to take off my makeup, wash my face, go downstairs, open that book. I can't wait. Imagine I talk like that. Would you listen to my podcast? If I spoke like that, do you think you could listen to my podcast or would it be quite annoying? Personally, I quite like the accent. I don't mind it at all. I write my love. I write my baba. I like it. I think it's quite nice. My sister's, one of my sister's exes, he has this thickest Bristolian accent. And he always goes, all right, Lee. All right, Lee. I'm saying Lee, by the way. All right, Lee. All right, Lee. All right, Jude. All right, Jude. All right, Jude. Yeah. Honestly. Sounds like Jude. Her name's Jodie, but we all call her Jode. And it sounds like, Richard, Richard. I like a Bristolian accent. What's your favourite accent? I'll be honest. I quite like a Newcastle accent, me. I do like it. I think it's quite nice, especially on a girl. I do like listening to it. How many of my listeners are from Newcastle? How am I at the accent? I don't think I'm that bad at it. Sometimes it takes me quite a while to get into it. I need to watch about, to be honest, one episode of Geordie Shore and I'm in it. Has there been a new Geordie Shore series in a while? Because it is my guilty pleasure, especially when you've got anxiety. Seriously, my biggest tip to anyone that has anxiety, put on an episode of Geordie Shore. Takes it away instantly because you just see them doing it and you think, oh, I wasn't that bad. Just makes you feel so much better. What other accents do you guys love? What do you reckon is the sexiest accent? I love a northern accent. I love it. I love it. It's dead sexy. But I don't know if I prefer like Manchester, like dead sexy, or like sexy baby. Okay, baby. You're right, baby. You okay, baby? So nice. What about Scottish? Do you find it sexy? I'm not too good at that one. As we all know, because I've tried it many a time. What about Welsh? No, I don't think that's a very sexy one on a man, I'll be honest. Anyone else? It's all opinion though, isn't it? What about Cockney accent? All right, treacle. All right, darling. Give us a fucking wink, will ya? Yeah, I do like a Cockney accent, but I like it more on like a man, like a dad. Like when I worked in like pubs and in London, always in London, and a guy would come in and be like, "All right, darling, can I just get a couple of Amstels, please, or a couple of Stellas, please?" I was like, "Oh, I just love it." I was like, "I just want to stand here and talk to you all day. Like, I just love it." I don't know. Maybe it's because all the older people in my family, they're all Cockney. Apart from my granddad, actually, he's very Somerset. But yeah, most of the people around me are Cockney. Yeah, I suppose on my dad's side. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know what it is about the Cockney accent, but it just sounds like home. I just love it. And it's a dying accent. It's really sad. Yeah, like when you go into a proper pie and mash shop in East London, it's like, you know what, love, what can I get ya? I just love it.
Coming outside of the UK, I do like an Aussie accent. But what I'm curious about is, are there different Aussie accents? Because if so, I don't know any other accent apart from this one. Sorry. I used to work with this girl called Brianna. Her name's Brie, like the cheese, right? Brie. And every day that I would get into work, she was my manager. Every day, she's Australian, by the way. I don't think I'd put that in. She's Australian. Every day I'd come in, I'd go, oh, how you going? And she'd be like, yeah, okay, I get it. You're really good at the accent. She loved it. Like, oh, how you going, Brie? How you going? Oh, you kidding me? And when I went on, I worked on the cruise ship. Well, I didn't actually ever get on the cruise because of COVID, but like, I lived in Miami to do the rehearsals for the cruise ship. You guys already know. My bestie out there, Australian, and they would always tell me like about how you would say, they call ginger people rangers, like an orangutan. Kind of rude, honey. But they had like blonde hair. They think they're blonde. Fucking ginger bitch, right? And I'd be like, oh, look at you fucking ringer. Your hair's ringing today, mate. Your hair's ringing. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I just love it. I love Jamie's accent, I won't lie. If he ever loses it, he was talking to my nephew earlier today, and he had no idea what he was saying. He was like, what did he say? Oh, I can't remember now. But Frankie was repeating it in his accent, so he didn't know what he was saying, and I had to say it in our accent. And he's like, oh. You know, like that little kid that copies his dad, that viral video where he's like, Garant Road. Oh, love it. I love an accent. Accents are so interesting, isn't it? They're so, like, it's fascinating, aren't they? Accents. Fascinating. All right, guys, anyway, I'm just chatting pure crap at this point, but I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It means the whole world to me that you decided to click on this and tune in today. And if you've listened all the way to the end, how lucky am I? I love you so much. Have the best week. Send me in any ideas or suggestions that you guys want me to do for Friday's episode this week. Let me know. I'm all ears. Have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.